It's the 17th of February, 1973, Paul Cummings talking to Charles Allen, basically about your sister this time. Do you want to just start and
yes, am I
go
near
yeah.
enough?
To, yeah. Okay.
You want to test it?
No, it's I can read the meter. It's fine.
Aline Sarnen was born Aline Bernstein on March 25th, 1914. She went to elementary school, the Ethical Culture School at 64th Street in Central Park West, and then she went to their high school, which is called Fieldston. After she graduated from high school, she went to Vassar, where she graduated, I guess, summa cum laude, because she got a...
She was born in New York City.
She was born in New York City, yes, 127 West 75th Street. And she was also on the Daisy Chain in Vassar. She was in the same class as, I think, the same class as Blanchard Rockefeller, and I think Mary McCarthy was also at Vassar, and I think in the same class, or maybe the class ahead. While she was at Vassar, she took an art history course with a man named John McAndrew, who later taught at Wellesley, I think still does. And John was really the greatest influence in Aline's life and urged her to go on in art history, the result of which, because of his influence, though he had gone to the FOG, she had gotten married. She wanted to live in New York. She went to the NYU Institute of Arts.
Did she marry the young first?
She married about 2 weeks after she graduated from college to Joseph Lockheim. And the following fall, she started studying at the NYU Institute. She had gone to Mexico with John McAndrew, I believe it was the summer between her junior and senior years at Vassar, along with my mother and younger brother. Should probably say her mother and younger brother. And because of this trip to Mexico and interest in the cathedral at Puebla, she did her master's dissertation on that cathedral and that architecture. Actually, at that time at NYU, I think she was almost more interested in architecture than in painting.
And she did she write when she was younger, you know, a teenager thing?
Oh, for fun, yes. I mean,
no.
She always imagined herself as being an author, as being a great novelist.
Because there's so much writing, it's generally somebody starts at a young, you know.
Yes, she actually invented a character named Emily Isabel Amber. She wrote a diary for this guy. Well, Bernstein, translated into English, means amber. And Aline and my mother and myself went to Europe when Aline was 9 and I was 15. And I had worked on the production of Max Reinhardt's The Miracle. And I was crazy about Gothic architecture. And so I dragged my mother and younger sister through all the Norman cathedrals and also the chateau. And at that time she wrote a diary, very extensive and very detailed. She imagined that she had a whole class of girls along with her, and she had all these fictitious characters whom she wrote about. So she really started writing quite early, and then when she was in Vassar, I think she wrote for whatever, the newspaper, a magazine,
yeah,
that kind of thing. So when she came out, she studied at NYU, and she had two children quite soon after she was married, so she was quite busy. But then during the war, when Joe Lockheim went into the Navy, she was rather bored. She worked before the war for various political organizations, particularly rather left-wing organizations, and I think did some writing for them. She was quite active in that sort of thing. And then when the war came, then